Love.
Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Discount. Discount.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
And here we are. It's another episode of the LSD Cast with your favorite siblings, Prem and Rogue. You know, more people are weirded out by the fact that we're brother and sister than the explicit sexual stuff we talk about.
Really? I think that's our USP.
I had dinner with a bunch of people that I was evangelizing the podcast to and telling them about it. And we were all talking about dating experiences in India. Everybody at the table had lived abroad and come back. And then we were telling them, I was telling them about the podcast. And my friend was like, but wait. Here's the weird part. Here's the thing that'll blow your mind. She does it with her brother. The podcast is hosted by the two of them talking to each other.
Okay, so when you put it like that, it sounds kind of gross. But I think that, they say that you got to play to your strengths. But what can I say? Rogue strength is Prem.
Kuch bhi.
Kuch bhi, bilkul.
No, I'm lucky to have you as one of my closest friends and confidants, advisors. And I think we're, we're a good team.
Yeah, just to let all the listeners know, so I'm on this show and I also advise Rogue on other things as well.
As well, right. Well, it goes both ways.
Like what her diet should be when she's working out, like what exercises she should do, the guys she should go on a date with, not go on a date with. Damn, man, being a brother is a 24/7 job.
Yeah, you should have thought about that before you applied for it.
I know. I don't know, it'll be so easy to get the damn job.
Yeah, there was no competition.
Exactly. Here you go.
Anyway, so what do we have coming up for the show this week, Prem?
So today we have a question that Akanksha has written in, but I am sorry, we can't give it away too soon because we have a little rule. We have to first take a quick little break. And then when we come back, we shall discuss it. But Rogue, you want to go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of a hint as to what we'll be discussing?
I don't know. I think it'll take them too long to get over it.
Oh. So I don't know if you got it or not, but it's there in the word. So
actually, it's also in the bloody title of the episode. But hey, just play along.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Burns from Tall Tales Takeaway, India's first storytelling podcast where we feature true stories by people just like you. Find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
And we're back after that wonderful break.
Did you miss us? Did you miss us? You haven't gotten over us yet, have you?
Yes, I did. Wow. That's at least one of our listeners who said that. That's amazing. Thank you, whoever you are. Thank you. That just validates my existence on the show. We're so loved. Okay, anyways. So, we do have...
He's always been this way. There's nothing I can say or do about this. He's got little voices in his head and he's crazy. But we love him anyway.
I was watching, I'm sure the listeners, I don't know, most of you, some of you have not. I was watching The Shining, and in The Shining, which is this cult film, Jack Nicholson, Stephen King film, the little boy
has a little voice.
Redrum.
And that voice is Tony, and he uses his finger.
So.
He uses his finger? What? Hello?
What? Tony is his alter ego. He lives within him, but... Uh-huh. He expresses himself through the finger movement.
Man, I don't remember any of this stuff. I remember the bar.
Which is not really important because what's important is what Akanksha is asking us.
Oh, and right. Okay, sorry. This is not a movie podcast. It is a love, sex, and dating podcast.
Exactly.
Stay focused.
So,
Prem, you're so bad. Keep distracting me.
Apologize. Anyway, so now that we're back on track, so Akanksha writes in.
Love.
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 And. Danger.
And she wants to know, saying that, okay, I've heard about rebounds. And my question is that I've recently broken up with my boyfriend. How long is it going to take me to get over him and stop being a rebound and actually getting over him? So, Akanksha, you're in luck because mere samne rog baithi hain aur rog kabhi kabhi jyotish bhi banti hain. To rog ji, aap bataiye ki aapko kya lagta hai, kitna time lagega Akanksha ko?
Well, she hasn't sent me her natal chart. I don't know what latitude she was born in or what time. So how can I do this? But still, judging from the letters of her name and the time of her email and the email address she sent it to, which is our email address, my supercomputer algorithm tells me there's no answer until you give us more details. Akanksha, what the hell?
Okay.
What is this? Okay, so there is a metric. There is one metric, but I think it's bullshit. So the metric is it takes you 2x as long as your relationship to get over it, which is crazy because, for example, if you were in a long-term relationship...
No, it's a half x.
Well, yeah, half x, okay. So you're saying if you were in a 12-year relationship, either it takes you 6 years to get over this person or 24. Either way, this is absolute nonsense, right? That's like stupid. So we're back to square one. Prem, what do you think?
It actually really depends. I want to know what happened because there's so many kinds of breakups. So there's a breakup where the partner got cheated upon. There's one where it was circumstantial. There could be one where one is just not in love anymore and doesn't know what to do, and the other person recognizes it. And then they just end it. So one person is hurting and one is not. So,
right. Or it could be mutual.
It could be mutual where two people have realized, okay, this is the end of the road and now we're done. So we need to, get on with our lives.
And the other thing it could be is circumstantial where you just end up breaking up because of where you are, say in different cities or... somebody's parent comes to live with them or you go back to school.
Somebody got a job abroad or some opportunity opened up. And, sometimes you reach these crossroads where it's very difficult to choose. Very, very, very difficult to choose. And then sometimes you choose the thing over the person. It happens. So
right. So all of these things matter. Like the kind of breakup you had actually can determine how long it takes you to get over it. And like, for example, of the two you mentioned, I think those are more devastating than the two I mentioned because the cheating one, for sure, takes really long to get over. And the blindsiding one, where one person has been coasting and the other person is actually dissatisfied but hasn't let on and has been concealing it because that comes out of bloody nowhere. And both of these things can really wreck your self-esteem. And your ability to trust. And then, it takes a longer time. So let's rank them. Which do you think, Prem, is like the hardest to get over and will take the longest to get over? And in your experience, like what have you gotten over the fastest?
Okay, so I like that question. Most of you all would unanimously say that cheating would be the worst. But I have my own theory on that because if somebody cheated on me, yes, I will be hurt. I'll be super pissed off. But guess what? It's not my fault. You fucked up. You made a mistake. You deal with it. You're going to feel guilty.
Well, Prem, I beg to differ with you. I feel like, yes, you can turn on the offensive and say that, I'm above it. It wasn't my fault. I was cheated on. Definitely. But the hurt doesn't go away. And I feel like that impacts how long it takes because that sense of betrayal lingers. And whether you're angry or hurt or grief-stricken for what could have been, either or like any of those combinations of things, whatever is a dominant emotion, I still feel like that would be way harder to get over than the circumstantial thing.
True. But that also depends from person to person and their threshold of like endurance. And it would differ from person to person. Now, what about ghosting? I think that's pretty bad as well. Like you're invested in somebody and that someone just like... wakes up one day and you're shocked because you thought that everything
drifts away.
Everything was fine, and then suddenly it's like it's shit has hit the fan, and there's nothing to hold on to.
But I wouldn't call that ghosting, though. That I would call blindsiding. Ghosting would be when they just sort of drift away from you, little by little, and you're struggling to figure out what's going on and trying to. And I think a lot of women, men I suppose too, and it happens to them, take the blame for it. Like they start working extra hard to sort out the problem and figure out what they're doing wrong so they can fix it, take responsibility for it. And that can also be very damaging. It's true.
Right.
So Prem, in your experience, what has been the hardest kind of breakup to get over? How long did it take you?
I think 1 year.
1 year. Okay. And what kind of breakup was it?
It was a breakup where I thought that I had completely wronged the other person, and I carried that guilt for a very long time. And then I realized that I was only acting on impulse and instinct. And, you know, I think I've said this before on this show, where I took a lot of advice from the elders, and the best advice that someone gave me was that you must do what is right for you, because in turn is going to be right for her. And I really believe and abide by something like that, because the minute I understood that, I realized that if I'm not happy with this person, I'm not gonna fake it.
So what kind of a breakup was it? You haven't answered my question.
It actually wasn't any of the kinds that we've discussed. It was just, well, you fall in love and sometimes you fall out of love.
So you ghosted. That was the fifth kind that you yourself brought up.
The fifth element, yes.
Okay, fine. So, and then did you blindside her by like just dropping the bomb on her and saying, hey, I don't feel like this about you anymore? Or did you just drift away?
No. I threw the bomb.
Ah, so then you blindsided her. It is one of the four. Number two, in my opinion, of how long it takes to get over.
Probably.
I wonder how long it took her to get over it. Do you know?
Well, I don't think she's over it. No, I'm just kidding. It took a while. It did take a while.
Okay, then. These are the skeletons that come tumbling out of the siblings' closets when we probe too deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt really bad about it, is it?
Yeah. I felt like the big bad wolf.
So why did you wait so long to tell her?
Because it's another thing I've realized, even in a relationship. So, you know, we were just talking about the fact that supposing you're in a relationship for 6 years and suddenly it comes to an end, that actually means that it was in the third or fourth year, it was just done. And then it takes that much time to spell it out. It literally takes that much time to spell it out.
So do you think it's the breakupper's responsibility to get the breakuppie up to speed rather than concealing that feelings have changed for like the half of the relationship time?
Of course it is. If you're going to say it like that and be so bookish about it, yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, but life isn't like that, I know.
When you're in a relationship, all this crap that you read in Femina goes for a freaking toss.
Who the fuck reads Femina?
Or whatever magazine you read these days, Rogi.
Premi, I don't read any shit magazines. But yes, okay, I get that. Anyway, it took you a year. We've established that. And now, should we take a break and come back and maybe talk about how short sometimes it can be to get over somebody?
Yeah, of course. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Here we are. That was a short break.
Yay.
What's the shortest break you've taken? Between peoples? No, I don't want to know that. Let's talk about breakups only. How long did it take you? What's the shortest amount of time it's taken you to get over somebody?
Actually, not very long. And plus,
like 4 days?
Maybe, yeah. Because
4 hours?
More for like a day or two, because you were never really into it in the first place. So it's very easy to pull out of it.
Right.
And what about you, Rogue?
So does that count as a breakup though, if you're doing casual and then you're just done? I don't know. So for a real like relationship, the
yes,
quickest I think was when we had sort of grown apart and both of us probably realized it. The fights were getting more and more, and then I was able to be rational about it and just say, you know, we should call it quits before we get to like hating each other. And he agreed. So he'd obviously come to that conclusion himself as well.
Right.
And I think it was, you know, there was residue, but like, I don't know, a month, 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And what's the longest that you ever taken to get over someone?
The longest, I think, as in terms of like dealing with it, probably like 4 or 5 years because of betrayal and like trust and stuff. Not because I was still getting over this person and missed this person, but just because I was badly shaken up by the way it all went down. So I think that like that's a different sort of animal though, you know.
Right.
It's not like I haven't had relationships since then. Mm.
So, Rogue, it's so important for every listener out there to know how important it is to take responsibility, because you can really affect another human life because of your bullshit or you're not taking charge.
Yeah, yeah. And also important that when stuff happens to you, don't brush it under the table, but take responsibility for that too, and you know, own your anger, own your betrayal, and deal with it. I think there are many ways I could have dealt with my breakup a little better. I was really blessed though with my support system, but still, you know, you have to work through it.
Right.
I think in order to be in a better place for your next relationship, right?
I think so. I think you said something quite important, because with every relationship you actually learn more about yourself. So there's this natural evolving that happens.
Yeah, true. And we should embrace that. Yeah. Wow, we got like all heavy. So Akanksha, there is no metric. And you're just going to have to see where you get when you get there.
Take each day as it comes.
All right, lovely listeners, we are going to get out of here. And you can catch us next time. Same place, same bat channel. We'll be back.
But the Rogue, you didn't tell them. Where would they find us? Where would they listen to us? It's so important.
Well, they should be listening actually on a app on their phone, because that's really the best way to do this. We'd recommend Podcast Republic or Podcast Alley. If you want to pay money for it, then Overcast is good. And subscribe to us. Look for Love, Sex, Dating Cast. You know, we got kicked off the iTunes India store for being explicit. So we're not there.
Exactly, because you know what? We can't change who we are, whether iTunes likes it or not.
That's right. Anyway, otherwise, just, you know, wherever you find us online, we're at www.bit.ly/LSDcast, and you can stream us on your desktop or your mobile browser.
All right, it's Prem and Rogue signing off.
We will catch you later. Toodles.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and basic dating, with your hosts, Prem and Rogue.
A Sonolog Production.